Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Yes, we're back at it again. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Now, remember that, as I like to say, God, getting off to a rough start, huh? As I like to say, welcome to another session of Sanity. Always appreciate your time with me here. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563, kind of pre-Christmas show. Right? I mean, seriously, I'm not going to be here on Monday. Right? You should. I mean, it's that simple. You know, and look, I know it's Christmas Day, but if you're sitting around by yourself, I'll put together some greetings and Christmas greetings and so forth. And then that way there, you won't feel alone. Look, I know there are a lot of people that are alone at Christmas time. They shouldn't be. You got a neighbor that you know is alone, bring them something. Invite them over. Do something. Seriously. It doesn't cost you anything. You bring over a couple of cookies and some coffee. I don't know. Hot chocolate. I'm not one of those guys, but whatever. I'm sure you'll figure something out. You know that, what do they call it, the fruitcake? That you got as a gift quite some time ago. Believe me, it's still good. I think they're good for like 60, 70 years. I'm not sure exactly the amount of time, but if you've ever seen one after it's been closed for a while, then you open it up, you'll know what I'm telling you is true. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, MyPillow.com. I'm not going to guarantee you anything, but don't blow it. If you're still circling the... If you did order, and I hate to push them, but if you did order from Amazon and you didn't get your stuff, and you've been circling the mall going, okay, as soon as the cars thin out, I'll go buy something. I'm still rolling around laughing thinking about that. Go to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe, and you'll get anywhere from 30 to 70% off. It was funny because Dr. V was on the phone the other night on the line with us. She hopped on my pillow while we were talking, and she said, oh, I saved 50%. I said, you shopping while you're talking to me? She said, no, I'm shopping at a commercial. She said, you were right. It does. I said, am I going to lie? Really? So head over there. I don't know if you'll get anything in it. I don't know if you'll get it on time. I don't know. But my God, don't blow it. You know, I was telling somebody the other day, if you order it, and it won't be there on time, take a picture of it. Put it in a bag. Put the picture in a bag. Say, look, it's on the way. Sorry. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot of news, a lot of things to talk about, a lot of things to work through. You've got to keep an eye on what's going on around you. Everybody was so worried about this Supreme Court. They have declined... Which is really good. They have declined to hear Jack Smith's case in wanting to move the timeline up, wanting to, you know, prove that President Trump did not have or doesn't have presidential immunity for things he did while he was in office or while he did in office. You know, I got to tell you something. They're scratching. They're making so many mistakes, seriously. And frankly, I got to tell you something. I'm enjoying it. And I say that because you can just see how nasty, how ugly, how mean-spirited they are. They don't want justice. Can we just be honest about it? No, they want revenge. They want to keep him from ever getting any power, taking their power. Actually, they want to keep power. Taking their power away because they know what that means to them. Look at what they're doing right now. Look at, I just found out recently, probably within the last 3 or 4 days, I just found out that 2 days or, yeah, 2 or 3 days after Joe Biden took office, you know, should I say illegally took office? Whatever, anyhow. Took office. I just found out that they tore down the cameras along the border. A large section of the border there. They took down the motion sensors. They took down all the security. Why would they do that? Why would you do that? Even if you're going to leave the borders open. Right? Even if you're going to do what they're doing now, why would you do that? They left millions and millions of dollars of the wall laying there by the wall, rotting away. Mayorkas came down there at one point in time, gave a small speech and said, yep, we do have a problem here, but check this out. We're not going to use Trump's fence or wall. We're going to build our own. Now, I didn't think it was Trump's wall. Did you? I mean, he put it out there. He had his experts look at it. He had people around him look at it. They decided that this was, what, you know, probably one of the safest ways to go or the best ways to go. That's how that wall came about. Trump didn't go in and design it and give it to them and tell them what. This is getting ridiculous. I mean, these people have always been ridiculous, but now it's really getting ridiculous. And Mayorkas puts up a fence, and I mean a fence. Nothing underneath it. No foundation to put it on. Stop nobody. It might have slowed them down a little bit, but it stopped nobody. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Sonya right after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Welcome to, I guess, a continued session of sanity right here on the Joe Mussini Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. And is it tweeting? Hold on. Sonya Smith joins me. She does it every week. She brightens things up around here. What are you looking like that for?
Oh, because you were going to ask a question, and I was preempting the answer. And thank you very much. I'm glad you think I brightened things up with my Christmas holidays. I saw your opening segment, and you had, like, your little fireplace and stuff. I was like, that's not fair. He didn't tell me. So I got an image real fast and put it in. So I
should have sent you the image, and then we could have looked like we were sitting in the same room in front of the fireplace, you know?
That would have worked.
But, you know, you give me way too much credit for being smart, so forget that number.
But you were just asking, is it called tweeting?
Is it tweeting or Xing or...
Well,
Xing sounds terrible, doesn't it?
It does. It does. But I don't know that he wants you to keep using the tweet. You could say... Xing, formerly known as tweeting, maybe.
Oh, and by that time, I put somebody to sleep. Give me a break. Right?
I don't know.
Well, that's what I see. That's what I see in the email, right? You always get the Twitter things that come in as, you know, X, formerly known as Twitter.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. I thought that was a lousy name. I'm getting used to it, but...
You know, he's had this name for decades, though, right? He's always had the X brand he's had for decades.
Oh.
And...
Well, it doesn't work very well from this situation because...
when you X something out, you're trying to get rid of it, aren't you?
You're trying to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, neither one of us are good billionaires like he is, so maybe we're wrong.
He can do what he wants to do. Let me tell you. He can do what he wants to do.
All right. I want to talk to you about the sexualization of Christmas.
The what?
The sexualization of Christmas. You know,
you mean the exualization or the sex?
Yeah. You know what I said. Don't you?
I don't know.
You're trying to make it all bite my tongue or something. Anyhow.
All right. Let's go.
So, Paris Hilton, and it popped. She is putting up pictures of herself in red, scantily clad red clothing, or red tissue paper or something, I don't know what. But I'm seeing more and more of this, you know, pop up on my screen and pop up in stories where, you know, you're seeing more and more people being having a risque Christmas cards and risque parties and stuff like that. And you're going, how did that happen?
For Christmas?
Go ahead.
They're doing this for Christmas.
Yes, Christmas.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not going to porn sites either. This is like mainstream.
Right. Yeah, that's one of the problems with what we do when we're researching stories and stuff. The algorithm starts to change and be like, why am I getting that? No, yeah.
Thank God my wife trusts me and knows how to come up. So
yeah, she's cool. She's so cool. But listen, Paris Hilton has not been around in a long time, and I think her best friend. This is a little. I don't know. I don't really keep up with the Hollywood crap, but I think her best friend is Taylor Swift, who's getting all the. You know, all the publicity these days. So maybe this is Paris's way of becoming relevant. I don't know. But I haven't noticed that Christmas has been sexualized. I don't know. And I hope not. But if it is, you know that this is just the devil. I mean, you know, he's just trying to.
It's his color, right?
You got to turn it on its head. You got to. You know, the enemy's got to turn things on its head. If it's good, he's going to present it as bad, you know? And these people just fall into the trap of doing stupid stuff, and they don't even know that they're working against good when they do that. So she's, I don't know how old she is now, but she's...
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think she's just trying to be relevant, and I do believe, I could be wrong, but I do believe her best friend's Taylor Swift, and Taylor is everywhere. You can't go to the bathroom without
seeing
Taylor Swift.
she was, I jokingly referred to her as the one who said, I'm not that kind of Christian. Which
who said that, Taylor?
Taylor said that, when they're talking about... You know, abortion and life and all that stuff. So, well, I'm not that kind of Christian. I'm going, okay, what does that mean?
We've seen so many fall. I remember when Katy Perry first came out, and she's so talented and so beautiful, and it took her 2 weeks to not be that kind of Christian and then start kissing girls.
But you've seen that with a lot of the major stars, you know, Whitney Houston and a few others that came out. You know, they came out of churches, for God's sakes. They came out as gospel singers, right?
Well, that's where they got their their chops, so to speak. But they didn't denounce. You know, I haven't seen that with Whitney, Donna Summer. You know, there's been a lot of people who came out.
Yep.
Aretha Franklin came out of the church. But they never denounced God. I mean, people like Taylor Swift and Katy Perry, they just, like, thumb their nose to God after they made it.
Yeah, but aren't you, I won't say denouncing, but aren't you snubbing God when
That's
you take stances 180 degrees from his word?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't have to do that. If you want to go ahead and sing secular music now that you've made it, just do it. But you don't have to snub is a much better word than I use.
No, but you know what? You hit it on the head, dog. Whitney Houston, Donna Summer, they did not take a negative stance towards their belief.
No. They always spoke very highly of their beliefs, you know. Yeah. So, I think that some of these stars just... they want to fit in. We've seen the Country Music Awards. I mean, they're unwatchable, and they have been for many, many years. I like country music, but I haven't watched them in many, many years.
Well, what do you mean when I play Charlie Daniels stuff?
Because I like to tease you. I just mean I don't like it. I'm like, my toes are tapping underneath my desk, but when we come on the air... I have to tease you.
Well, you know, talk about being pummeled for religious belief or for your belief system. Check this one out. Mike Johnson, our Speaker of the House, ABC News has been pounding on him. Like he's done the worst thing in the world with his daughter. How dare he do this to his daughter? They shared a video of the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, with his daughter, ready for this one, at a Christian purity ball. Calling it a controversial formal dance event that a child shouldn't be subjected to.
Did they give reasons or did they just call it that?
I will tell you when we come back from a break.
Oh, I can't wait.
Well, I can. All right. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Sonia Schmidt, myself, in just a few minutes.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court has opted not to address, at least for now, a case regarding whether Donald Trump has immunity from prosecution for alleged crimes committed during his presidency. Friday, the High Court rejected a request from federal special counsel Jack Smith to expedite the proceedings connected to his purported efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is warning travelers that bad weather could affect holiday travel.
We may see some bad weather impacting travel around Christmas and New Year's. FAA is working closely with airlines to plan for that possibility.
He says they plan on holding airlines accountable for cancellations and delays. According to a report from a national real estate company, only 15% of the homes currently on the market are deemed affordable for average U.S. families. That marks a decrease from the 20% last year. John Schaefer, USA News.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Bacini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. My co-host on Friday, Sonia Schmidt, joins us to brighten up the show.
I do. And you know what? Your sound bite just made me put Moonstruck on my holiday, my Christmas, in my jammies with my hot cocoa.
Oh, here she goes.
Watch list. I love your idea about, looking for, or not looking for, but if you have somebody, a neighbor or whatever, who's going to be alone, spend a little time with them over this Christmas holiday that we just came out of 2 years of being locked up.
Well, yeah.
There's a lot of sadness going on, and people aren't really talking about it, but it's there. So if you can do a little thing like spending some time with somebody, inviting them over for dinner, giving
bring
them
a,
some
bring
hot
them
chocolate.
A meal, a snack, I mean anything,
a
banana
plate.
Nut bread.
Hey, listen. I know somebody whose mom just sent them some cookies today. Are you going to share those with somebody?
Now you really? Now everybody's going to send me an email wanting some of my mom's cookies. Yeah.
I didn't say
well, you. Know,
you.
Thanksgiving, I take my granddaughter over to the senior center because they give meals that day. And I got to tell you guys something. A lot of those people are alone or their family are out of state, and they're pretty much alone for the day. And when they see these, they love the little kids. And when they see these little kids there and they're sitting at the table and talking to them and what have you, it brightens up their whole rest of the day. And it didn't cost anything. Didn't cost anything but the gas to go over there, right?
My grandson and I were going to join you for that, but he was at his dad's that day. So,
yeah, you know what? Messina, right? I just walk in and go, T, I'm glad you have too many people, but we're here anyway. Thank you. What table do you want us to take?
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, but let me get back to this beautiful story and how the left really hates any semblance of morality, of right, anything along those lines. I was amazed at how much time ABC News spent on this. And it was a video, I think we talked about earlier, of the House Speaker, Mike Johnson, going to a purity dance, or purity ball, purity ball is what they were calling it, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they're calling it a controversial event. And you know, they're not bride and groom, but the girl's wearing white and daddy's in a suit, so it's kind of creepy. And going, really?
How is that creepy? Did they go further in their explanation, or did they just name?
Well, let me see. So they say a purity ball, which usually features a father-daughter dance and encourages sexual abstinence before marriage, is a family event, so they say. They also describe purity balls as a subject of intense debate within the Christian church. Never heard that. It grew in popularity. The outer row purity balls and purity pledges have faced increased scrutiny, ranging from criticism that it places, this is the one you loved, it places too much of a burden on a young woman.
Oh, gosh.
Right? And it makes them look like they're objectifying young girls. And I'm saying to myself, why, you got, really? You guys don't do that in commercials?
Yeah, that part, that's not objectifying them, but everything that they do in movies and commercials, Paris Hilton in a Santa nap nighty, that might be objectifying women a little bit.
Well, daddy and daughter have, look how they paint this. It's really weird because they dress in formal ball attire for a night that involves dinner and dancing, and it culminates with the daughter signing a pledge to her father to abstain from dating to remain sexually abstinent until marriage.
Wow.
This is terrible. We can't have this kind of thing. How do we stop this?
I know.
Oh, I know how we stop it. We put the girls in front of, twerkers and such. I don't know.
Exactly. I wonder if they would have a problem with that if it was a twerking ball. They're just, remember the shenanigans that they have a real problem. I'm jumping around, but remember the shenanigans that they pulled with Trump and his daughter, their closeness, and they tried to sexualize that. It shows you just how sick and creepy their minds are that they go there. I don't know. I sort of pity where they are because they got to be some real unhappy people to put down a father supporting his daughter's chastity.
You're going to love this, though, because it gets worse. They go on to say that Johnson's wife, Kelly, spoke out against contraception in an interview with a news outlet, saying that we don't talk to her about contraception. We reinforce that sex before marriage is simply out of the question.
Right.
And the reason behind it is you've now given them an out. Right?
Well, that's the argument.
Bingo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Should you decide to have sex, don't worry, we got you covered.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Use this.
They're sick people.
I don't know what we're going to do, Joe. I don't know. I mean, by numbers, and I don't have the statistics in front of me, but listen, Christian kids are getting pregnant, having sex outside of marriage.
Sure they are.
Practically the same rate that everybody else is, but that doesn't keep you from trying. The thought of your father taking you to a ball because he cares about your future that much, and I know they're twisting this, but really he's caring about your future and your self-control and showing you that you can have self-control. The left does not tell you that. I remember even when I was coming up, if it felt good, do it. Remember that slogan?
Oh, yeah.
If it feels good, do it.
Yeah, don't let anybody tell you what to do.
Right. Anybody over 30, we had all these slogans to get us in a world of trouble. And now you know what? I'm liking Mike Johnson more and more every day. He hasn't done anything so far that I'm too worried about. He's no Kevin McCarthy, that's for sure.
Well, no, thank God. He actually made a statement when they asked him. He said, look, if you truly believe in the Bible's commands and you seek to follow those, it's impossible to be a hateful person because the greatest command in the Bible is that you love God with everything you had and that you love your neighbor. But
that's what
you protect your kids.
Right.
They don't want you to protect the kids.
Not only that, as you just explained why we're seeing so much hate. If the first commandment is to love, what are we seeing? What are we seeing? This is Christmas. Is this weird? I mean, maybe it's not for you, but there's just a cloud over the country.
It's so weird for me.
No, but I know this is Christmas, and I love Christmas, and I've got my tree up, as you can see, and I play the music, and then every day you hear on the news there's more and more and more, and, you know, they're trying to keep a man off the ballot who the voters, I mean...
Yeah, they're so worried.
You know,
Did you remember Nancy Pelosi talking about how she was going to trust the people for the longest time?
Right.
You know, we're going to trust the American people. Well, we can't if they're talking about Trump. We can't trust them anymore.
No. But you can see how we've been lied to. We can see how we've been in the hands of evil for a very long time. We can see how they're stealing our money in droves and using it for things that are not in our best interest at all. Even the black residents of Chicago are standing up and going, no. They know they've been replaced in the Democrat Party.
Yeah.
And they don't like it.
Unceremoniously replaced. It just kind of...
Unceremoniously.
Right? They stopped calling the next morning, you know. Now they're out with
them.
Another woman.
They ghosted them.
Oh, my God.
So sad, but it's like it took this for you guys to see that you were not valuable. You were not valued at all by that party, and you haven't been for years.
Well, you're valued every 4 years. Let's just be honest about it.
Yes, until right? The election, and then they replace you as they've done this year. They replace those people, and they act shocked. I'm sorry they're going through this. Yep. Tried to warn them.
You know, again, not only was Trump right pretty much about 95% of what he said they were doing to him, but if you want to go further with it, we were right in talking about things with the CDC and with money and where the money's going. And you just found out that not just the CDC, but some of the other organizations lost trillions of dollars. They can't track trillions of dollars. That they put out to help people for the pandemic.
But we were the bad guys when we mentioned it. It just shows you the gaslighting, the lying, the insanity that we're living under. And I just, like, this is the weirdest Christmas. This is just a weird, weird Christmas.
Well, when we come back, one of the things we're going to talk about is a story you like. This is in Achieving Equity Through Mediocrity, Chicago moves to eliminate high-achieving school programs. But I'll tell you what, even with this story, there's another story where the mayor wants to separate classes. He actually wants, if you have a math class, you have to have a math class with all whites and a math class with all blacks.
Well, that's because math is racist.
I apologize. I forgot about that. I'll be back in a few minutes, people. Logo.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Bacid, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855 732-5563. You know, let me bring her on. Sharon Schmidt joins me. She does every week. She is my co-host here. You guys, you know what? Get involved, get engaged, and get aware. I mean, seriously. Always appreciate it. But, my God, so I get people going, you know, throwing up their hands and going, oh, you know, what are we going to do? We keep losing. We keep this. We keep that. Like, shut up and keep fighting.
Yeah, but I don't think people know what that fighting means. And if it means, you know what I heard, Ossifer, I call him Ossifer, Officer Tatum today, and he, you know, he was vacillating with Trump or whatever, but when they've seen what they've been doing, when he saw what they're doing to Trump in the past couple days, he's like, I'm 100% Trump. He says, I will door knock. I mean, can you imagine opening your door and it's Officer Tatum? But if he's willing to do that, I think that we can be willing to get a couple of voters to take to the voting booth or harvest their vote, because it is legal here, I believe, in California.
It is.
Harvest their vote and get them in there.
Yeah.
You know some people. get them in there. Save them some time. Nobody wants to go out and stand in the lines and do all that. But you can do that if you have the energy. So don't act like this is so complicated. You know, we don't have to break in the jail and rescue Trump. Ain't nobody try. But there are smaller things that you can do that are within your realm of possibilities of things that you can do.
You know, I agree with you. Everything for the left is dumbing it down. Everything.
Yeah.
Dumbing it down. Look, I'm going to hit on something in a few minutes, but right now I want to talk about what they're doing in Chicago. They're going to eliminate high-achieving school programs because they don't want... Well, they think they're achieving equity. I can't stand that word anymore.
I can't either.
Anyway,
they think that they're doing this to help? Who?
Well, Mayor Brandon Johnson and the Chicago Board of Education... They're looking at getting rid of these AP classes and some of these harder classes because there's not as many kids of color in those classes. Isn't it interesting how they always think if there isn't many kids of color in a position or a situation or what have you, it means they're being discriminated against. Maybe it is that you haven't been educating them properly for so many years. Maybe it's been you haven't been paying attention to their needs, their educational needs. Maybe that's the problem, not that we're purposely, oh, that kid's black, yeah, don't let him in the AP class.
Do you think they don't know that, or do you think that they're pandering? Because, I mean, we all know that the teachers' union and the Democrat Party are hand in hand. So they have a fortunate situation in that they haven't been teaching kids. And if whether the black kids are really falling behind more so than the others or not, just saying that and creating this new, you know, this new way of dealing with education makes them seem like they care, which is how they get the black vote.
Yeah. You know what? I go deeper than that now. After about 15 years of doing this show and watching what's going on with him, no, I think they're purposely dumbing down the inner city kids. I think they're purposely dumbing down the kids of color. Notice I didn't say black kids. Kids of color. Hispanic, black, and so on. Because they can use them as patsies. They can use them.
No, I know why. I know the why.
Yeah.
But how do they purposely do that? If you're sitting in a classroom, listen, I went to school with all predominantly Japanese kids. All right, some education was going to fall, even if I didn't want to do nothing. Some of that knowledge, education, discipline, the examples that I saw around me were going to fall off on me. So I don't know what these people are doing. I don't think they're teaching anybody in Chicago.
Well, if you think about it, let's say you have a group of kids. So this doesn't even attach color to it, okay? You have two classes, the same math class, you know, math, seventh grade, basic math class. And you've got one class where these particular kids are slow in learning or the teacher's not that great and there's challenges in the class and, you know, they're not beating their brains out to pull these kids along. And then you've got another class where you have a great teacher. You have kids there that are paying attention and doing whatever. The teacher's seeing that some of the kids are lagging, so she reaches out to them. She gets them help. She gets teacher's aides in the room to help out with it. She doesn't dumb the curriculum down so everybody feels
That's
good.
True.
She takes the kids that are struggling. She gets them the help they need. She works with them to pull them up to the other kids.
Yeah, and you did mention in that article they're going to destroy the AP classes, so that means that the higher achieving children are going to be, those kids will severely be dumbed down. But you know what, here's a problem, and I just don't want to stereotype here, but if you have a single parent household, which I bet a lot of the black students do. Trust me, white people are catching up with us. You know, we gotta achieve higher. But if those kids are going home to parents who either have not been educated themselves, too tired because it's only one parent, or kind of adopt the same sort of mentality, I guess, is the culture nowadays. I don't know how those kids are going to do well. But the good news, I mean, remember we heard the good news about black numbers in homeschooling? We are becoming much more aware. After we saw what they were teaching our kids and where our kids were during COVID, mm-hmm. there are a lot of people stepping up, just like there's a lot of black interest in, especially with males, with Trump. This is going to take a little bit. But that Chicago stuff is just pandering. They're just pandering. They messed up bringing all those illegal aliens into the black community. The black community's all yeah. revved up. They're ticked
well,
off.
You know, again, I'm going to go back to what I said to you a long time ago, which is just keep taking it back to what the Dems did during the Jim Crow days. It was illegal to educate a black person, period.
Right.
Why?
Right.
Because they knew with an education they could nail those other guys for what they were doing to them.
Right. So this right? is the perfect storm. They broke up this black family, right?
Yep.
So they're ushered into public schools. They bring everything into public schools other than education.
Yeah.
They allow them to, they want to promote Ebonics and say that math is racist. This is the perfect storm. This is, I think it's more by design than people realize. This can't be dumb luck.
You can't have a country, as educated as we were, as strong as we were, do so many dumb things so quickly that obviously do nothing but hurt the general populace and say, oops.
Oopsie. Uh-uh.
Right?
God, you ain't that lucky. You ain't that lucky.
Yeah. So, hey, yeah, you got enough time for this. What is this? The Obamas are behind a movie called Leave the World Behind. Interesting, though, they chose all the Teslas to die on the road. But what is that all about?
Well, your audience should know. This is a movie on Netflix that's being featured. And it's an apocalyptic movie. The end of the world. I guess the electricity grid goes out and kind of watch through the eyes of these two couples, a black couple and a black man and his daughter, and a white couple, of how they navigate their way through this. But it's the end of the world movie, and people fall on two sides of the camp on this thing. A lot of people are saying this is the Obamas and the elitists telling us something about what's getting ready to happen to us. Because remember, just last week, there's news reports on Mark Zuckerberg's amazing bunker to survive whatever is coming. And the other camp is going, this is the worst movie I've ever seen, and I'm canceling my Netflix subscription. I fall somewhere in between the two. I thought the acting was subpar. Nothing. I think the house was very interesting. The set was very interesting. But I do believe if you want to get a kind of a sneak peek into what I think the elitists believe is happening, and this was based on a book, but if you want to get a sneak peek into what the elitists think or maybe orchestrating
yes.
to happen for us, you might want to take a look at that movie and then cancel your Netflix subscription.
But I did notice, that one woman, what's her name? Is it Julia?
Julia Roberts was
Julia
the,
Roberts is in the movie.
The white, yeah, she played a woman who was just, she was a workaholic. I think that they were trying to skew her more Republican.
Oh.
But then she got a softer heart. And then there was one other character, Kevin Bacon, totally in real life anti-Republican, but he played a guy who had guns and he could take care of himself, but of course he backed down when they offered him some money, and then he helped them out because he had no heart other than when they offered
no
him
conviction.
Money.
Yeah.
No conviction.
All right. It's the top of the hour. We got to go. You know? But we'll be back in the next hour, and we're going to explain. Somebody's got some explaining to do. When 79% of Americans aged 18 to 24 believe white people are the oppressors. I've been oppressed
by
others. Yeah. All right. Be back in a little bit, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Joe and Sonia in the next hour.